You're listening to SBS News.
Welcome to Magnolia Wellness. We're a medical marijuana dispensary in Oakland, California.
Debbie Goldsberry owns several retail marijuana outlets known as dispensaries, and she's just finished applying to open another.
Today, our application for a dispensary in Union City was due. So it's a competitive process, hundreds of pages, and because we're applying for retail, cultivation, manufacturing, and distribution, very complicated stuff.
Like many, she's frustrated by burdensome regulation and heavy taxes that have seen California's first year of legal sales fall well short of the hype. But she's expanding nevertheless, and those plans are being matched by an explosion in cannabis jobs.
In the retail side, which is the side that I work on, probably 20 people to start, and we'll build from there.
In the store, representatives of two fledgling businesses are demonstrating their products and buoyant about the industry's prospects.
This is Kikoko tea. It's cannabis-infused herbal organic tea. Business is booming right now. Like, with a business brain, I'm excited to see how it will be a growing part of the economy. Absolutely. I feel like it's so new right now.
This is the Hanu Lab Stone. It's a premium luxury portable vaporizer designed for the cannabis enthusiasts as well as the new cannabis curious. We hope to get to 10 million this year.
Recreational marijuana is now legal in 10 US states and the District of Columbia. New York wants to be next. 33 states have medical use schemes, and the expectation of continued expansion is driving the growth. The sector currently employs 120,000 Americans, well over double the coal industry. And cannabis business analyst David Abernathy expects that number to grow to 290,000 by 2021.
Those jobs tend to be really quite good jobs. Budtenders at a dispensary or farmers who are actually dealing with the cannabis crops themselves. HR companies that deal specifically with cannabis companies. Agricultural technology companies. Opportunities really across the board.
But while the future looks rosy, the present is problematic.
The net result of the additional taxes has resulted in legal cannabis being somewhere between 75 and 100% more expensive than the same cannabis on the illicit market. And consumers just aren't willing to pay that premium.
In legalizing, California imposed taxes so high and regulations so strict that they've made legal cannabis way more expensive than it is on the street. And that's meant legalization's impact has been the opposite of what it was meant to do.
That was the intention, was to eliminate the black market. I think everyone just got a little bit greedy, basically is what it's come down to.
That's cannabis grower John Foley.
Welcome to Yellow Dog Family Farms, located in Nevada County. This is where we cultivate handcrafted, high-grade cannabis.
Mr. Foley has long grown cannabis for California's medical use scheme, which paved the way for recreational legalization. But he says the new rules advantage big businesses who can spread compliance costs, and they're seeing smaller operators like him either shut out of the industry they helped build or forced underground.
And the way it's working out right now is that it's left the small farmers behind that were traditionally in the gray market, and now they have to make a choice of whether they're going to go into the legitimate market or not. And like I said, most of them don't have the choice. They can't come into the regulated market even if they want to, so they're forced into the black market.
While several Australian states have decriminalized marijuana use or divert users to education programs, the Greens are, at this stage, the only party advocating for recreational legalization.
Anybody that's coming into the industry is just doing so knowing that 2018, it's a wash. 2019, it's a wash. By 2020, maybe we're going to find the happy spot and the industry will become profitable.
But she finishes with an acknowledgement, which explains much of the current enthusiasm among entrepreneurs and career-minded workers.
Look, the time is now to get into the cannabis business because it's not easy. You're not going to get anything on a platter. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit, you actually have a leg up.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.